Waking up this morning, drinking my coffee, I put down some thoughts here on a piece of paper. And so if you look at all of the funding agencies in the United States, these are particularly the federal funding agencies, but also the agencies, the foundations and others that Perella was referring to, these funding agencies, if they're addressing the grand challenges, as it were, of society. And these grand challenges include everything from food safety and nutrition and health, number one. Number two is the ecological footprint. How do we deal with reducing the ecological footprint, managing our natural resources better, our water better, protecting the environment and invasive species, and all these things that come into this, the ecological footprint. A third area is how do we improve the agricultural competitiveness? That is, come up with better ways of trying to raise our crops and our livestock animals and things like that, while actually reducing that ecological footprint as well. Much more competitive, helping our producers achieve the things that they can achieve by growing these crops and livestock animals. And a fourth area is the bioeconomy. The bioeconomy, of course, takes into consideration, you know, everything from energy to the various alternative materials that you can get from the renewable commodities that we're all involved in. So with that as a sort of a backdrop, if you look at the opportunities that are available for our students as they are being trained by our entomology departments in our land-grant institutions as well as other institutions, well, there's opportunities obviously in academia. And if you look at over the next 5 years, maybe even up to about 10 years, look at the age demographics, you're probably looking at about, 35 to 40 departments of entomology in the United States. And on average, you're looking at about 2 to 3 retirements coming up. And so if indeed you get approval to go ahead and fill those positions, you might have a maximum of about 100 positions that are going to be created in academia. Okay. Now, if you look at industry, talking to my colleagues, I see Mike Cooley is in the back there from Dow AgroSciences. I've talked to folks at Monsanto and places like that. There is a growth opportunity there, tremendous growth opportunity. The folks from Pioneer, for example, just in Illinois and Indiana, are looking for about 100 row crop agriculture types. These are folks that have, can do row crop entomology, row crop plant pathology, and so on. And they're not finding enough well-trained people to man those positions, as it were. That's just in Illinois and Indiana, about 100 positions. You can imagine, nationwide, what the situation is. Monsanto, Ted Crosby, the global vice president for their breeding program, was telling me, just Monsanto alone needs 300 breeders around the world, okay? Now, entomology and plant pathology and all these areas need to be really, involved in academic obligation type of effort that Mike was referring to. Very well articulated, by the way. I'm going to steal that terminology, Mike. So we got to be looking at those opportunities. The third one is government, of course. And if you look at within the government, Agricultural Research Service, Department of Defense, and so on, EPA, state governments and things like that, just the ARS is looking to replace about 100 scientists overall every year for the next 5 years, okay? And so if you look at where entomology fits into this, just about off the workforce, just about 10% of that workforce is entomologists. And so what are the opportunities that we can provide by training students that go into Agricultural Research Service, that go into the Department of Defense and things like that? And then, of course, you've got the non-governmental organizations as well, whether it's international or domestic. There are a number of opportunities, and what my advice is, let's not focus on training our students to be clones of ourselves, that they're all going to become professors. Actually, much of the action is going to be in the non-academic arena, and so we got to train our students to be able to get into those arenas. Okay, what are the types of training? This is my perspective. Probably every one of you has talked about it. I'm going to name a few. One is breadth of training versus overly specialized training. We bring in our students, we have this core curriculum requirement. In fact, I pushed for it as a former department head. I think, you might want to consider dumping that core curriculum requirement that, these students have to have insect morphology, insect physiology, blah, blah, blah. Dump that. Look at how do you broaden that, okay? We don't teach our students teamwork. Every organization that you talk to Mike Cooley in the back there, he says, we want students to be team players. We make these kids go in and undertake this individual research, sit in your lab or in your field, do your own thing, and then we're going to somehow have you jump out there in the real world. Okay? Managing projects. We give very little opportunity to our students to manage their own projects. What if the student was given $1,000 or $2,000 to, you know, undertake their own research, put up their budgets, and, you know, manage it? And they learn those skills of working on budgetary issues and things like that, too. The fourth area is critical thinking skills. I'm not going to say much about it. Independent thinking skills. Internships and externships. Work with industry and other organizations that you're familiar with, and they're ready and willing to offer the students internship opportunities, whether it's in industry or government as well. So we need to look at that. And, you know, enrichment type opportunities. We take our students, we tell them, you got to take entomology. Well, what if the student were to go and want to work in business? Why not have the students go take some classes in business management and in the business school, for example? Students wanting to go become teachers, have them go college teaching principals, you know, pedagogy. How many of us have gone through pedagogy? None of us. I didn't go through that as a student, and I don't know how many of you went through that as a student. That might be an area to do, be involved in. Extension experiences. We're going to hire all these wonderful people to go jump into as extension specialists. They have not even shadowed an extension specialist. Why not develop experiential courses in extension experience? Okay? Grantsmanship, enough said. And then finally, communication skills. These are things that if you talk to the folks, whether it's in academia or industry or non-governmental organizations, these are the areas that really you want to be focusing on. So, basically, to end, there's an old Chinese proverb, you know, that says, if we do not change direction, we'll likely end up where we're headed. And really, you might want to look at the training that you offer to the students. And that's my perspective as the keeper of Ag Research Programs. Thank you very much.